Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marla Suter, the state regent for the Iowa Daughters of the American Revolution, about yesterday's events commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Iowa state flag. We're talking on Monday, March 29th, the 100th anniversary of the Iowa flag. First of all, tell us, so what took place this morning at the Capitol?
Well, we met out there at 10:30 with Lieutenant Governor Gregg. He presented the proclamation that had been signed by Governor Reynolds in honor of the 100th anniversary of the adoption of the Iowa state flag. Our purpose this morning was twofold. We wanted to celebrate the 100th anniversary. We also wanted to recognize Dixie Cornell Gephardt, lifelong Knoxville resident who was the designer of our state flag.
And that's a pretty big deal, of course, for the city of Knoxville. That being said, there's an event here at the library today. Tell us what's going on at the library.
Absolutely. There are many events going on here today from 3 to 5. But I have to say, the library has been a huge supporter. As we know, Dixie Cornell Gephardt lived in the house next door to the library. And when the expansion process started, they were able to secure that property for their expansion, but also to preserve the history of Dixie Cornell Gephardt in her home next door. So we want to thank you for that, the library for that. Today from 3 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, we had Mayor Brian Hatch, the mayor of Knoxville, sign the proclamation here. We also have a library exhibit going on. It's Women's History Month. That's a fun thing to see. And we do have some guest speakers, and we will have an essay contest. The children will present their winning essays this afternoon via Zoom. So there's a lot of activity going on here today until 5 o'clock.
And you're doing some sort of a question and answer session, right?
Well, there will be. I will be available in the room, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of information out there about Dixie. And if anybody wants to stop by, look at the materials, ask any questions, absolutely. We will be here for the next hour and a half to help with that.
What are maybe some of your key facts, I guess, about Dixie, or I guess anything that you would share in this that you would like our listeners to know about Dixie?
Well, I think it's important to understand Dixie was a lifelong resident here in Knoxville. She was involved in several organizations. I am currently the state regent of the Iowa Society Daughters of the American Revolution. Dixie was the state regent from 1915 to 1917. So I feel I have that special connection to her. She was a very avid DAR supporter. She was also a member of PEO. She belonged to the Chapter M here in Knoxville. She was a Red Cross worker. She also volunteered at the Genealogy Society in our national headquarters in Washington, D.C. She was a very community-driven individual. And the fact that her design has gone as far as it has, and we now celebrate it 100 years later, is really monumental.
Tell folks why it's important to recognize this anniversary and the overall history of Dixie and the flag.
Well, history in general. I mean, history is so important for all of us, and the longer we keep it alive, the more we can learn from it, and the more we can move forward. So it's very important with any event, any milestone, especially 100th anniversary. We like to bring it to the forefront and just keep it in people's minds. And every time we do something, we learn something. This morning, Lieutenant Governor Gregg, after I had done the remarks and some history on the flag, he said one takeaway he didn't know that the blue, white, and red on the Iowa state flag was the tricolor of France. France flew the first flag over this land when they owned it, when Napoleon owned it before they sold it. Jefferson bought it for the United States. So, I mean, these are all little historical facts. As long as we keep talking about them, we keep them alive.
Well, and you're the state regent for the Daughters of the American Revolution. Tell us a little bit about the organization and how you promote this event and the flag in general.
Well, the DAR in Iowa, we have 44 chapters throughout the state. We have a total of 1,681 members throughout those 44 chapters. And it's always, we were founded in 1890 here in Iowa. We were here in 1893. The three pillars, really, for the Daughters of the American Revolution are historic preservation, education, and patriotism. Those are our three pillars. Those are what we try to promote. We're out in the community doing public service. So this is just one of those things that we like to share with everyone.
All right. Well, I guess, is there anything else you want to share about today, the flag in general, or about Dixie that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, if you ever want to fly your flag, feel free. If you want a lapel pin, stop by and pick one up. And wear it and display it proudly.
Thanks to Marla Suter for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.